A Fire in the Sun by Robin Mukherjee, with Hayden Gwynn, David Calder and Angela Pleasance.
Ash, it seeps into you, into your blood, your heart, the ash of the morning, of our yesterdays.
Flight 247 from London has arrived. Passengers, please.
But to get ash, you first need fire.
Excuse me, hello?
I'm sorry.
Clutching a scrap of scribbled cardboard, eyes behind dark glasses.
Miss George?
And a name like someone preparing to spit.
I'm Jorge. Yes, Miss George?
He's what I would have drawn if I'd been asked to draw a Mediterranean cliché.
Your father, did he...
What? Mention you? No.
Okay, well, I have a car and a note, a letter. Somewhere. Here. Your cases?
Just this.
I'll get the trolley.
No, really, it's not heavy.
No greeting, dear Esme. No signature even, just...
The house. 4 o'clock.
Right. That's good. We can stop on the way.
To where?
The pension. Señora Caballera, she has...
I want to see my mother.
Yes, of course. I'll take you with your father, together. It's too far, the hospital. It's... Well, to drive, it's too far for him. Your bag, may I?
It's all right, I can manage.
No, please.
Please?
I can manage.
So, you're... What, a friend of my father?
No, my
mother.
I do the garden. I did the garden, that's all.
The fire needs food. Things, anything, dead or alive, so long as it burns.
Here, this is it. I'll open the boot. Excuse me. It sticks.
It took the lives of my parents. If not my parents themselves.
How is my mother? Do you know?
Yes, she's in the... What do they call it? Intensive
care.
Still, asleep.
Unconscious.
Yes, unconscious. Please. Would you like some music?
No. Thank you, if you don't mind. How badly burnt was she, did they say?
I don't know. Not so bad, I think. It is her breathing mainly, and the sleep. They're watching her and making tests. They said we must wait. It's sad, so...
Sad?
I mean, such a lady. But you know.
Do I? The radical visionary becomes tired eyes in the kitchen, staring at a little girl with muddy feet. Hands raised as fists in the revolution fall softly on the child she feeds and dresses.
And your father, he's very brave.
Do you mind if I put the window down?
I can make it colder.
I just like the window down.
I like the wind, yes? To feel it, you know?
I just like to breathe.
The smoke.
I told her not to come here. It's too strange. Everything's yellow. If you want to leave England, go back to Romania. It's fine now. And you know it.
I had them down, all the windows. And no cigarettes. One cigarette. Coming here, it smells.
How far is it to my parents' house?
How far?
I've never been here before.
You
know.
Little shock. Little silence. He doesn't know what to say. People don't.
Here, this is where the fire came. You see? Over the hill.
Yes.
That ash had to be so ugly. But what else could it be? A thing without its fire? Dead.
Do they know how it started?
Well, above the valley, we think. That's usually where it starts. We have many, you know. The dry wind.
Houses like stricken animals. Blackened parodies of themselves. Grey pools reflecting a sullen sky.
A match, perhaps. A cigarette? Who knows? A child playing, perhaps.
Is that it? The house?
Yes.
She'd sent me pictures, so I'd know where she sat when she wrote to me. where she stood, watching the sun go down like...
a blind drunkard stumbling into the mountains.
The patio chair, her flower pots. But this was somewhere else. Where did you find her?
Oh, outside, by the balcony.
What was she doing?
She was, I don't know, afraid, I think.
Did she say anything?
It was all very fast. The house, fire everywhere. He's there, his car, already. That's your father's car. He has gone in. That is not good, it's dangerous. There should be two people.
The walls grey-stained, laced with blackened stumps.
I'll wait for you here.
You sure?
Yes. The garden. Ah.
Yes, I'm sorry.
The smell of burnt things, dead things. He looks at his watch as I come in. It's been 15 years.
My home.
It's not as bad as I thought.
How bad did you think?
I meant the house. Still here.
Is that what it is? You shouldn't have worn sandals.
I didn't realise.
How glass shatters in a fire. The door frame's bowed. Charred remains. The floor heaped with black things, things gone, a veil of haze in the air.
Have you spoken to the insurance company?
Of course. They're coming tomorrow, I don't know. Sometime.
He lights a cigarette.
You weren't too busy then?
Looks round for an ashtray. It's ridiculous.
To come here, hot foot. That's good.
No, it's fine.
What's fine? You're not working.
I've just started something. Oh, there's always time.
Ducks and geese.
And songbirds, one or two.
Yeah, I saw them. Your mother showed me. Your latest publication. She kept it there. And there was it there.
A shelf.
Yeah, some good books too. Her side. My side.
Where was her room?
It's still her room.
Where is it? Her clothes, they're still here, some of them. She liked cotton.
She liked silk, but we're on a budget. What?
Nothing, it's nothing.
Frames without pictures. Heads without faces. Her bed linen soiled by a vagabond.
You can use the floor for your cigarette.
Yes, I keep... it's a habit, I suppose, looking for an ashtray. Not that she ever let me smoke in here.
He looks guilty, slightly flicks it.
Where were you when it happened?
What? This? The post office.
Did you know?
I saw the smoke.
Well, you must have known she was here.
Of course she was. I had the car.
But you didn't come back?
They closed the road. I couldn't.
Did you think she was dead?
You hope. Or you don't hope, you wait.
But you must have wondered...
Oh, questions. You haven't changed. Yohei's outside?
Yes. He's been very helpful.
I pay him. He's helpful for money.
He's nice for money.
You think he's nice?
You know what I mean.
There are lots of people who can be helpful. Nice ones get the money.
I want to see Mother. It's what I came for.
Yes. Of course it is. Yohei can take us tomorrow.
I want to see her today.
You can't. Visiting hours there tomorrow. It's very strict. They wrote about her in the paper, the local rag.
Spanish paper?
No, expat. The Spanish don't care. They find all this a bit amusing. Unless they're getting money from us, in which case, by and large, they find it profitable.
Tomorrow, then. What will you do now?
Now? I don't know. Go home, a drink?
I mean, how many gardens were yours?
Oh, yes. It is not easy, anyway, to make things grow. The earth, it's hard to dig, but they will grow again.
From this?
If the land is alive, it comes alive. That's what they say.
He's just here, Miss Schultz. It's a very bathroom, very nice.
Thank you, Signora.
And I brought you the paper. Page 7.
Oh, yes. Thank you for your help.
I wish I could do more.
Do more? Like what? Make it unhappen? Turn the time back, the fires back? Spit on the first flame? Jorge, he was all prepared, but he missed it, and for 2 days the rage ate its fill on hills and houses. Mother's photograph. Cropped from something. A local event. Her smile. Born in Romania. Political dissident. Arrested, tortured, escaped and fled to the UK with her English husband and infant daughter. I get a mention. Remained active in the freedom movement. Moved to Spain. Why did she do that? Why? Why, Mum?
Oh, Essie, don't be silly. It's very nice here. Reminds me of home in some ways. Just a little. The mountains, you know. And so many friends around. All of us a bit naughty.
Plotting?
Oh, yes. But only the next dinner dance.
Hardly revolutionary.
It's a little more relaxed, that's for sure.
Have you thought of going back?
To England? Yes. I've got friends there. And you're there, and you won't come here, so yes, I think so, to visit.
I mean home.
Romania? Oh, Esme, I don't know. That's not really home anymore.
You called it that.
Did I?
All your old friends, they meant so much to you.
We're here now, and yes, you can take the girl out of Bucharest, dum-de-dum, but life moves on, and it's good. Spain's just like England, but with more...
A refusal to die?
You should visit.
I can't. Mum, you know that.
But it makes your father so unhappy that the two of you... And it hurts me to see that, Essie. I keep thinking, was there anything I could have done?
No, 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 Mother, please. Oh, for God's sake. What is it a dance about?
The knock on her head from when she fell, they say that's probably not too bad. Her lungs are the problem, from the smoke.
Are they worried?
Yes, well, a little. Not so worried. She's here.
We'll see you by the car.
I think he wants to come in.
He can't see her like this.
He found her.
He works for her.
I'll wait. You'll be as long as you want. Really.
Thank you.
She burnt her hands and her feet, apparently, from the ground.
But not her hair.
Who knows? Burns this, leaves that.
Wanton.
These old people with their little houses, their bricks in the sun. Here today, glass of beer, big smile. Tomorrow the kids come over to box them up and see what the place is worth. Oh, have you seen enough? Room, bed, mother. I'm not sure what else there is. That thing bleeping.
I'd just like to be with her for a while.
Yes, well, I've done that, and frankly, the novelty's worn off.
It's all right, I'll take a taxi.
From here, it's a fortune.
I've got money.
Oh, ducks and geese. Well, all right. As you've obviously got nothing better to spend it on.
I'm so sorry. I really thought he would die first.
Oh,
Wait.
You got back then?
Obviously.
And you had supper?
Well, yes. A little, I'm not hungry.
A drink?
Did my father send you?
Yes.
Why?
To talk.
Why?
Perhaps he didn't think you should be alone.
Then why didn't he come himself?
He's very tired.
So am I. He flinches, waits, then...
You asked me what your mother said when I found her.
What? What did she say?
It was... Well, you know, it didn't...
It was confused?
Yes.
But what? Look, not here. When does the bar close?
Esme, Miss George, what would you like to drink?
Oh, anything, I don't mind. White wine.
Mm-hmm.
Why send Jorge? To annoy me? Check up on me? To annoy him? Can't be worth whatever he's paid.
I took a walk in the valley this evening. Your mother liked it there. She always told me what she saw. The birds. She knew their names in English. I told her the Spanish. And tortoises. Like stones, she said. She loved to watch them.
What happens to them? In a fire?
I don't know. Perhaps they are cooked. But I think animals are clever. In some ways. And it's not so bad in the valley from the fire.
What did my mother say when you found her?
Well, the fire, you know, it was everywhere. I knew she couldn't go out. The car, your father, so I went down, but I couldn't get to the house. I thought she was in there, but the heat, and then I saw her outside near the balcony.
Miss George!
I don't think she knew where she was. She fell.
Alina!
Alina?
Yes, a name. Romanian, I think. I took her hand, but she pulled.
Alina, please! The letter! What do you want from me?
We must go!
Esme! Esi!
She called for me.
Esi! I'm so sorry!
Why did she say that?
I don't know.
What letters did she say?
I thought maybe... I don't know, she was confused. The smoke. Perhaps letters from her friends from Romania. They would have meant a lot to her.
She never mentioned letters.
But they could have written.
They couldn't, it was too dangerous.
But after, when they were free?
They never wrote. Nobody wrote. She would have shown me, I would have known them. But nobody wrote.
They said when she was tortured, she didn't cry out.
You read the book?
No, from people. But she never talked of it.
She wouldn't. She thought having her fingernails pulled out was just a bad manicure.
You know, if she remains sick, what will he do, your father?
Ah, yes. Clumsy. That's why he came. Father's emissary. Old man needs a housekeeper.
He's not so well himself. You could move here.
Into what?
The house. When you work for yourself, there is freedom. You're an artist, yes?
Who said that?
Your mother.
Of course she did. I'm an illustrator.
Ducks and geese.
My father's words. My father who'd sent him. Whose voice and eyes were his. That twinkly, cute, curious, annoying smile was paid for.
I like birds. There are many in the valley. And when I do gardens, some of them, they know me.
They're a shape, that's all. Some characteristic details. Where to find them, what they eat. In my mother's room, in the wardrobe, there was a jigsaw puzzle. The lid was gone, or perhaps she'd lost it, I don't know. But jigsaw puzzles. Not much use without its lid.
It's more difficult.
The pieces were there. Colour gone from them, but not the shape. When I touched it, they fell to nothing. Not even powder, not anything. Just a little mass of ash-coloured air. A bit like now. This evening. It looks like something, and you almost think it might be a shape, a form. But in the end, it's nothing at all.
Huh?
Now, if you would excuse me, I'm very tired. So where's Jorge? Busy? Licking his wounds.
I expect so.
It didn't take much.
So, how is it here? It's one of the better places. Food's all right.
It's okay.
I'm not sure about the disco.
It's not a disco, it's a pub. They play the music loud so nobody has to talk. You can't see it from here. We call it the pub. Makes it feel like a place to have a pub. The English get a bit worried otherwise. The Swedes don't care. They use the beach. If you're looking for a Swede, and why not? That's where you'll find him. Germans in the bowling pavilion, Russians drink in their homes. You'll be lucky to get an invite.
Mother said everyone met together.
Did she? I don't know.
He'd fallen out with them. All of them. Only Mother, who never cried out to sit with him, watching a video as night fell over the hills.
A little man came, poking about.
Who?
I can't remember his name. He's from the insurers. They sent him to poke about.
What did he say?
Oh, how sorry he was. Blah, blah. He needs a list of everything. Your mother made an inventory a few years ago. We were told to. In case of fire.
And where is it?
Burned, obviously. There was a fire. I'll put a few things down. I don't know what they're worth. She bought most of the furniture, and then there's old things. It's probably junk, maybe not. I don't know. I can't ask her, obviously.
I should have put my hand on his, as a daughter might. I thought it waited there.
So, what do you want me to do?
You can look through it, think what they're worth. I don't know how much we paid for the sofa, but you'd know what a sofa costs.
Not in Spain.
Sofas are sofas. They're the same everywhere.
Albums. Photographs. The first item. Mother said she burnt them, face by face on the balcony. A kiss for each before they curled and flared. Top of the list. And just for a moment, I thought they mattered.
It's in alphabetical order.
Of course. The albums? Gone?
Yes.
My childhood. The growing up. But it was gone anyway, except for the cheat of a stolen image. Children smile when they're told to.
He wants it as soon as possible.
Well, I can bring it tomorrow. Where are you staying?
I'll send Johe.
Well, it's all right.
He needs the money.
Who was Alina?
I've no idea.
Mother called to her. Outside the house.
Did she? I don't know.
An old friend from Bucharest?
Now, wait a minute. Alina, yes. Oh, yes, yes, the revolutionary. She slept around. That was her revolution. Round and round.
And what happened to her?
Who knows? She had her fun. She died, or she's a fat lady somewhere breeding children. What does it matter?
They say even the sleeping can hear. I don't know, they say a lot of things. But everyone talks for their own sake anyway, so what does it matter? Have I met anyone? Oh, Mother, why do you always ask me that? I met your gardener, Jorge. I'm sure that's the sound donkeys make when they laugh. I'm not sure we hit it off exactly. Yes, he's got nice eyes, but he'll age badly, you can tell. Anyway, he's a gardener. What would I do with a gardener? For now? Is that what he says? Oh, Mother, everyone's something for now. Ducks and geese for now. Am I? Am I talented? Well, one day, a famous artist. Oh, yes, of course, and one day we'll have world peace. If I've learnt anything in life, Mother, it's that one day never comes. Who was Alina? Friend? Family? Old comrade? Sister in arms? The people who never came. Patting my head, bringing me toys. The strange, high faces that smile on a child. Why didn't they come? Carpets, cassette tapes, dog, ceramic, clock, coats.
May I sit?
I haven't finished it. Could you ask my father to wait?
Yes, of course.
Well?
May I sit?
I don't think so. This garden's for residents only.
I know. I'm the gardener. They give me a drink. I can help with the list. In the shops, I can ask. Or the internet. I wasn't always a gardener. I have computer skills. My English, it's not bad, no? You don't answer.
Do you want me to?
I lived in London for a year. Bromley South. 1 year.
To work?
No.
As a student?
A woman.
You lived as a woman?
There was a woman. She came here on holiday. I went there on holiday.
And what happened?
A year is a long holiday.
And now?
Do I have a girl?
I... Well, I suppose that...
A house and babies? No.
Which didn't answer it. But why should I care?
Albums? Photographs? That's sad.
They're just pictures.
But they remind you.
If you need reminding, it's not a memory. And if you need the picture, it's nothing.
Just what you remember, you imagined the last time you looked at it.
Why do you do that?
What?
Speak like that.
Like what?
Like your father.
I didn't ask you to come here. I didn't ask you to sit down. I didn't ask you to talk.
I will come later and help if you like. But now I have work to do.
A key in the lock. Brutish. Chafing the metal. His bag down. How can I be good? Even to hide. To be nothing.
Esme!
Isn't good.
She can't even greet her father.
Oh, Anthony! Shh, shh. Essie, it's all right. He's just angry, not with you, with something at work. Who knows? Shh, 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 shh.
I hate him.
You don't. He's just difficult. You know how he is.
Took me a while to find you.
You should have called. It's not tidy in here. Why didn't you call?
I've checked the list. But I have to go to the house to see what's still there. If anything, there might be odd things.
I'll call Yohe. How did you get here?
I've hired a car.
What's the point of...
The point is that I don't need Jorge to shepherd me about.
You know, it's the other side of the road here.
Oh, well, that explains the panic on people's faces. Oh, and you don't have to send him round to keep me company. In the evenings, I'm perfectly all right by myself.
I don't.
How could she marry you? She fought back. In Bucharest, you did nothing.
She wrote pamphlets and revelled in admiration, waiting to be dragged off. Ask her. She loved it. Go on, ask her.
Essie!
That's right, Essie. Come back, Essie. Where are you going, Essie?
But I went back. And again, and again. And one day, I didn't.
Essie!
And now, even the sound of my name makes me sick.
You're going to the house, your father said. It is not safe. Please, there must be two.
Is he paying you?
Yes.
And the evening when you came round? Did he pay you for that? You said he did.
Did I?
You're not so simple, are you?
You lead, I'll follow. Oh.
It didn't smell any better. The cold reek of finality.
This is bad. Here, just here, your mother should call me with a drink. I used to say, I can't work when I'm dizzy. It didn't matter.
She liked him.
Is it true then? You have never been here?
They'd been talking again.
There were difficulties.
Your father can be difficult.
Difficult as a jigsaw without the picture.
He makes you move the plants you've dug in.
People do.
Makes you wait for your money.
And when Mother gives you some cash just to help you out, does he shout at you for nothing?
People do.
But not like that.
No, but he was like that to everyone. Perhaps not to everyone.
To anyone Mother liked?
Yes. I thought sometimes it wasn't to hurt me.
Then why? To hurt her?
I don't know.
The insurance man, he said the fire started out here, from the balcony.
Here? How? How does he know that?
The wind. He said it was the southeast. He asked if I burnt rubbish, but...
You wouldn't. And she was where? Exactly.
The rock, just there. That one?
And she said, what, Alina, please? Yes? Why? Was she afraid? How did she...
She was... I thought she was sad and angry. I don't know. She screamed at the fire. What do you want? What do you want from me?
From me? Alina, please. Essie, I'm so sorry.
I think she thought she was home again. In the book it said how many friends she'd lost.
Well, that's how it is here.
Who can know? The pain of that.
She used to say that the danger is habit. They can always find you if you have a favourite place. A tapas bar near the beach.
What do you want?
I finished the list.
To drink. Coffee's not bad. Is that all right? Well, you can sit down. So, where is it? The list. You've been busy.
With Jorge's help.
He's been busy.
How did the fire start?
I don't know. Jorge smokes. Outside, he digs a bit, smokes a bit.
You're saying he started
it? I don't know. Oh, a little fire under Essie. Well, he's available by all accounts. Scurried off with some tart from Sunderland. Left his job, a good job, scurried back. Digs holes. He's an idiot.
I always thought you would die first.
I'm sorry to have disappointed you. I never thought you'd have the nerve to show your face here.
After what? What did I do?
Whatever, I don't know. Everything, anything. Whatever it is you do, you...
What?
You people.
Who was Alina?
Of all the things I'd ever said over the years to hurt him and failed, I thought that one.
A friend.
Of Mother's?
No, ours. A child. For her age. A student, one of your mother's. Look, the police were busy. They started rounding people up. They obviously knew a lot of names. You know, I kept out of it. Your mother never told me anything. That was the arrangement. But somebody was betraying us. Alina, she, well... She looked like a cherub, but she had this... She was inquisitive. She asked questions, wrote it up. Who was where, who said what. Well, Alina narrowed it down to two people. One of them, yes, possibly foolish. Another, unthinkable. Then they caught her. She loved your mother. Like a child.
What happened to her?
Oh, they tortured her, obviously.
Did she die?
No, she lived, after a fashion.
Did she tell Mother before they caught her?
Back then, you know, in the universities, to get somewhere, you were in or out, you were theirs or...
Did she tell Mother?
Yes.
Who was unthinkable?
They caught her, Helena. Nobody thought she'd live, of course, but she had some connections. When she came back, there was one person left on her list.
Mother?
Yes. It became dangerous. We were advised to...
to leave?
Yeah. It wasn't difficult. I'd kept my passport back to England.
But Alina found you.
They were supposed to shred it all the papers. That was the deal. But they're hamsters. They'd harbored everything. We panicked.
So you came here?
And she found us again. That's how she is. She wrote demands, accusations.
That Mother betrayed her. But why?
Your mother had always betrayed. From the start. That was the deal. Oh, there were threats, yes, early on. Join us or rot or worse. But then, that's how she lived. That's how you did it. These people, these idiots fighting the system, for what? A silly game. Well, we all played, each to our own.
Did you know?
I knew what I wanted to know.
But you didn't ask?
Didn't have to. It didn't matter. It mattered, but just in the way that anything did or didn't matter. When they took Alina, I... oh, yes, I asked. Your mother said Alina was a fool, that she played with fire. She got burnt, and that's how it is. That was... I thought that was too much. She used to look after you, Alina, when we were out. University dinners, occasions, put you to bed and sing to you. Your big sister. She said that. When you were born, we didn't know what to call you. We couldn't agree. Alina said, Essie. It's the name she wished she'd had.
His hand is soft, surprisingly, and strong. But it wasn't mine that moved, nor the one that drew away.
Your mother said she'd burn the letters, Alina's letters. I didn't argue. Oh, be done with it, if we could. Be done with her.
Mother?
Oh, Essie. Essie, you came.
Of course.
How are you?
They comb my hair, but honestly, it isn't me, is it?
Where is it? The comb?
I think it's here, somewhere. You know how I like it.
Of course.
You've seen your father. And?
We talked.
That's good.
He told me.
Told you?
Yes.
What? Esme, what did he say?
You and here and everything. Home, Romania, the fire. You should have known better than to burn things in summer. Outside.
You see? I'm...
so sorry. There. How's that?
You see?
A little greyer than I remember it. What do they call it? Salt and pepper. They washed it, I suppose. They must have, but really, they should do it properly. Give you a little style.
I've booked an early flight back. Tonight.
Come in. Did you see her?
Yes.
She's awake now. They called me.
Yes. Yes, she was.
Look, you have to understand.
No. I don't. It's all right. I've got to take the car back.
Yes, yes, of course. Will we see you again?
Do you mind if I don't answer that?
Because you won't?
Because I don't know.
Still, you know where we are.
Yes. He opens his arms, not sure. And I go to them, not sure. But he's a father, for a moment. For all the moments he wasn't. And his cheek against my lips, the face I'd thought was made of stone. Shook.
Jorge, he was here this morning. If you want to say goodbye, he said he was going to the valley, you know, past the road. Your mother liked to walk there.
Yes, he told me about it.
Well, he's there. Well, I don't know, if you have time.
Maybe. I don't know.
Goodbye, Essie.
You're right. It's quiet here.
I said it was beautiful.
Well, yes. Yes, I suppose it is.
Are you leaving?
Tonight. Well, the flight's tonight. I'll have to leave this afternoon.
But you'll come again?
I don't know. Do you want me to?
Yes.
Why?
Why do you ask why?
Maybe.
Maybe isn't much of a word.
What about yes?
Ah, maybe. There has to be fire here in the hills.
To burn the dead.
And feed the living. Look, you see? Already it grows. There, yes?
Because the land lives.
And if the land lives, it comes alive. You will see.
A Fire in the Sun was written by Robin Mukherjee. Hayden Gwynn played Esme, David Sant, Jorge, David Calder, Father, Angela Pleasant's Mother, and Rachel Bavage, Senora Caballere. Original music was by David Pigvance. The play was directed by Peter Kavanagh.